drugs, and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 million doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and if you're just joining us, you're in for two action-packed hours with our next guest, Steve Quayle, who is a noted writer, activist, broadcaster, frequent guest all over the major shows, both internet, terrestrial stations, and a combination thereof. And we're going to hit two primary topics tonight, although I'm sure we'll digress some. We're going to talk about one of Steve's books, Exogenesis. But first, we're going to talk about the crisis in the Crimea and what's going on with the Ukraine and what it can mean to us. And kind of interesting, I almost missed the cue to come in because Steve and I and Annie were engaged in a conversation off air that was fascinating. And I want to bring us right up to that point and let Steve start where we started off air. Steve, thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening, and you've got an exceptionally large audience listening to you from all around the world. We've heard from people who had trouble tuning in early until we got them, some of them redirected to my website. So anyway, we've got a lot going on in the world, and let me just throw it back to you. And it's time for us to maybe stick our chest out just for a moment and say, we told you so, we're not conspiracy theorists.
It's no longer a conspiracy. Everything is out in the open. Everything is playing out in real time. And one of the things that's so amazing to me, Dave, is the fact that we're now seeing the world's perspective on the United States of America and our leadership. It's fascinating that as you watch the whole situation in Crimea and the Ukraine, we're seeing the absolute payback in the beginning for what we did the former Soviet Union. Now, I want to share something. Given the fact that NATO has been encroaching, and they have been, and the United States has been funding behind the scenes, and what people have got to understand is this. When Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, not money, the love of it, the next thing you've got to understand is the control of money is the control of all evil. So who's put in right now temporarily into the Ukraine is a banker. Gee. And first of all, everyone should be asking the question, where did all of the Ukraine's gold go? Because their coffers are empty. And I think it's critical that people finally understand this, that, and I made a little rhyme, rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States is going under. Now, when you call the end of a thing before it even begins to play out, you get everybody who's nervous, who's attacking what you're bringing to their obvious conclusion or trying to draw the obvious conclusion for them. But what this is absolutely going to do on the international markets, and let's talk about finances, because, Dave, you can take all the ideology in the world, but it always boils down to this. Wars take money to fight, terrorists take money to be paid, and everybody behind the scenes is using someone as a surrogate to enforce either their foreign policy, their monetary policy, or their plunder policy. And what Vladimir Putin has done is basically he has acted as a master chess player. And even if you saw Drudge today, I'm sure you did, even the mainstream is now saying Putin's playing chess and our president's playing marbles. I might suggest that maybe I knew where those marbles came from that fell out. But the point is that we're now, my attempted humor, we're there, we're at the most critical focus point in the history of the world. It only gets worse from here. And I think it's important that people understand something. In the global elite, in the Illuminist mindset, in the Masonic realm, and it goes beyond Masons, it transcends all of the secret and hidden societies. They believe that in order for their new world order to arise, they must do away with the old order. And the quote that's been made famous by the economist that talked to Kyle Bass a couple years into Obama's presidency was that they intend to destroy the American dollar. Well, that's why there's so much printing going on, and that's why there's so much Chinese money that's coming into the United States. The Chinese are taking those printed dollars, bringing them back to the U.S. and buying up everything from farms to mines to old manufacturing plants to scrap steel to gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Everything that can be had is being changed. So in essence, we've sold our birthright, not we necessarily, people, but this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you can understand one thing, you have been sold out. You've been sold down the drain. And they claim the definition of being crazy is obviously what? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, the middle class is effectively destroyed. The main street and the access to the capital market is virtually non-existent. And now where the U.S. dollar and the greenback used to stand as a world currency, especially in the global settlement of oil trades, now it's scoffed at. And, you know, Dave, what we were talking about before we went on the air, and by the way, I apologize. I thought we were live at that point, is the fact that we've become a hissing, a literal sound of contempt throughout the world, and it's only going to get worse. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, when you see that Vladimir Putin has mustered, whether you believe whatever numbers, he can put 150,000, 250,000 men, he hasn't done it yet, into the Ukraine, but what people have got to understand is that our Defense Department languishes. We've, Dave, and you've written about it, Dave. I've talked about it. We both have addressed it, I would say in depth, the fact that what was the reason for firing in excess of 200 commanders, admirals, generals, launch commanders, launch control officers? There's a bigger picture here in play. And ladies and gentlemen, the stories about him not even being present, meaning him, the entity in the White House, at his national security briefing, what you need to know, too, and this, Dave, will be first broken on your show, I was told a couple hours ago that 87 minutes he waited for, meaning he, the president, waited for Putin to answer the hotline.
I'm not surprised.
You know, 87 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So what the spin in the media was that the president was on the line for 90 minutes. No, he wasn't. He was only on the line for 3 minutes. And that's the contempt that is held in the whole world. I'm told that the ripples of Crimea and the Ukraine now are spreading like wildfire. You're going to see emboldened moves against the United States by, quote, his former allies, with the NSA revelation of that why would anybody want to be our ally when we're basically filleting them in the intelligence gathering business, raping them, pillaging and plundering their treasuries. And I believe that there comes a day of payback. I believe what the United States has sown, it's going to reap. I love the country. I love my country, what was. And I say to those of you who basically still don't get it, you are now moving from dumb unto death to most certain death.
That is a pretty sobering account, my friend. But I couldn't agree with you more about the contempt issue. Putin has checkmated Obama in Syria. He's now done it to both America and its NATO allies in the Ukraine. And it's checkmate. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, are we in for a wild ride. Give us about a 30-second preview where we're going when we come back from the break, Steve.
Well, I think we've got to spell out the financial aspect about this, because all wars are basically a question of conquest and a base, not only conquest, but to the victors go the spoils. And what you're going to see is the West spoiled in almost all of his interests worldwide. So that's what we've got to hit, Dave, because you've written about it, and right now the only thing left you might think would be an American and his dignity. And we know by the police tactics that are going on, there is no such thing as dignity anymore in this country.
Well, that's what we get when we look at a federalized police force, and people think these massive reports of police brutality across the country don't mean anything. Yeah, when you have DHS funding your training programs and supplying a lot of your tactical equipment, it does. Anyway, Steve, we're going to step aside, make some money, and when we come back, we'll pick up the financial aspect of what's going on with America and the world in crisis. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you back here in just a few moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
And is this an appropriate bump in for what we're doing this evening? We're touching on the crisis in the Crimea, what it actually means to the United States. Focusing mostly on the United States end with our special guest, Steve Quayle. And we're going to, in the next hour, go from bad to worse when we talk about exogenesis. But right now, let's focus on the crisis at hand. Steve, you wanted to pick it up in terms of what's going on financially related to the world crisis.
Well, most people have got to recognize that Russia has vast, vast natural resources. And one of its greatest exports is natural gas, Gazprom. And the encroaching that has been taking place, it's been a, let's just say this, a vampire's appetite for a blood bank, especially for the EU nations to basically secure the pipelines, to secure natural gas apart from Russia. Now, Vladimir Putin knows this stuff. And by the way, you're not dealing with a politician first and foremost. You're dealing with a former KGB spy, station chief, and a man who is basically a man's man. Now, when you're dealing in the realm of economics, everyone must understand this, and this is critical, that ultimately the world, whether you're going with a global reset and a two-tier currency, one supposedly, I just talked to V before he went on the show, Dave, he said that, again, his bankers in Amsterdam and Holland are basically stating that there's going to be a red currency that will trade pretty much inside the country on a, anywhere from a 60 to 70% devaluation. In other words, every $100,000 will turn to $30,000 or $40,000, mm-hmm. depending on the percent devaluation. And then a form of the greenbacks we now have will be an exogenous currency, and that will trade outside the continental United States. And what's happening right now is that there are two camps fighting this. First of all, Russia and China own the two largest gold hoards, and you probably know this or have addressed it. I believe you've written about it extensively, but there is no gold in Fort Knox. Most of all the gold that was underneath the World Trade Center is gone. Everything's gone. Everything has been either lent out or rehypothecated to the rightful owners. Now, part of the reason that China was willing to buy all of our dead men's paper, and dead men's paper, the root word for death in Greek is thanatos, T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S. And, you know, wisdom basically declares that the borrower is servant to the lender. Well, obviously, China had a lot of caveats in place to continue to buy our paper. But what they did is they did the most amazing move. They took inflated paper, and they got plenty of it, and then they turned that paper back into the country that issued it and ended up getting all the stuff. So our country ends up with its paper that's not, quote, worth what it's written on. Now, why is this critical to what's going on in Russia? Because right now, what the coordinated intelligence world is showing through the finances and through the checkmating of the United States militarily is that America has lots its place in the world. You probably saw the, I think we're now the 43rd most non-free nation in the world. Did you see that chart?
Yeah, I did. I did see that. And in press journalism, we're even lower.
Yeah. So the thing is that when you're talking about this stuff, there's the America that was versus the America that is. I love the America that was. I do not know the America that is any longer because it's no longer America. A good point. Let's veer right into this. The potential for a civil war has never been greater, and when I first started talking on Art Bell, I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago, one of the things he asked me what I saw in the future, and I said, I see a civil war. Well, I think somebody said, well, they sure hope not, and I said, well, so do I, but it's going to come. And now we're seeing the most racially divided land. We're seeing the most fiscally divided land between the haves and have-nots, where we used to have some form of a homogeneity to our language, culture, and beliefs. Now we've got a hodgepodge, and the point is that I'll just quote Solomon, because I can't outdo his wisdom. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so when you have a nation such as the United States that was issuing what I call liar's paper, and at the same time it was issuing all the paper money and using it to settle all of the oil trade pretty much in the world, until some of the nations, i.e. like Libya and Iraq, got tired of it, and we both know what happened to those guys that were in those countries, and then we see it happening. Iran was the first nation to break loose from accepting dollars for their oil. They're trading oil for gold and oil for everything. Everybody's going to a barter-based economy until there's a reset. 20 years ago, and I'm going to put people in remembrance, because there are people listening to your show tonight, Dave, that heard me when I started on KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado. I said the Russians and the Chinese will either independently back the ruble and the yuan, I mean, Russia, the ruble, yuan, or they will go together to basically form a united front against the Western currencies, because obviously the discussion that has been given and made over the years was that when the time to strike would, that they would utilize the time to strike when we were at our weakest. The contempt that the United States government, all the way from the State Department down, that is held in, is off the charts. And meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, well, everything that's going on in the Crimea and in the Ukraine, even when you've got a Russian former communist, former high-ranking KGB member invoking God and talking about the practices that he doesn't want to see in his country that lead to destruction, and at the same time that's going on in Okinawa at the military base, WorldNet Daily is reporting that they're having a transgender cross-dressing celebration for all the servicemen. Now, why that's critical is this. We are at a point now where nothing that Rome perished for is lacking in our own. We have the same corrupt Senate that Rome has. We have the same corrupt military that Rome has. And someone says, well, if you hate the country, why don't you leave? No, hear me. I don't hate the country. I love the country that was. I want to take everyone to Connecticut. You've got the head of the state troopers talking about it's un-American to oppose gun control. No, it's un-America to propose gun control. It's
absolutely
not un-American to, you know, to not turn them in. So what we have is a redefinition of language, and that's what you do all the time in your columns, Dave. You address these things, and your latest columns have been, let me just say this, they've been all out, you know, what to the walls. I'll try and be tactful here, because people need to be slapped in the face, okay? They need to awaken to the truth of what is really happening, because I'm so concerned about this that as I'm watching the international markets open up and all of the things taking place, when we're seeing the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. dollar collapse on the horizon and all the banker deaths, you put all this stuff together, and what you're seeing is the let's just say this, you're seeing the burnout and the burn down of the former Western banking structure, and it's at the courtesy of the international elite who want basically the death of the Phoenix bird and the arising of a new world order out of its ashes. That's kind of the introduction.
Well, yeah, out of order, or out of chaos comes order, as Zygmunt Brzezinski, Rockefeller, and Kissinger all like to say. We got about another 30 seconds here before we go to break. Let's give a preview of where we're going so people don't walk away.
Well, if they walk away, I will say this, it will be to their detriment, because everything they know, everything they've known, and everything they expect or were looking forward to has now been blotted out. And that's a tough statement to make, but I can follow it up and I'll show them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your future, it's your family, it's your hope, and ultimately it's your very life.
You know, that's very well said. And people who are sitting back in their armchairs and tell me they've arrived and they're enjoying their retirement and they've got plenty of money in the bank. Folks, you just heard Steve talk about devaluation. Your retirement will not be there, neither will be your pension. Anyway, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll elaborate on those concepts and take this to a whole new level. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of these messages.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Our guest and his website is stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, stevequayle.com. We encourage you to visit his website daily. He's kind enough to pick up most of the articles that I write. He's got a lot of really, really good contributors on that site. He's written a lot of terrific books, some of which we're going to talk about in the next hour. But anyway, to the matter at hand, I think, Steve, as you brought up the subject, Civil War, when you were speaking to Art Bell 2 decades ago, let's talk about an issue today that I think could be that polarizing, and that's what's going on in Connecticut with regard to gun confiscation.
I think that here's the greatest example of a direct provocation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Dave has written about gun control. I've spoken about it for 2 decades. There are so many people out there that are sounding the alarm. You cannot separate gun control from genocide. It cannot be done. Anytime people relinquish their firearms, they were murdered. And if you think back, there have been too many statements, even by the vice president during the first term, that's going to have to do some things, and you won't understand, but it's for the good of the country. Well, you got to believe it. Well, when I, Dave, broke the story, and I did because of a brave man who it cost him his life about the red list, the blue list, and the green list, the red list even 20 years ago was composed of gun owners and activists, okay? Now we go to the jump forward to the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut had a law that if anybody by January 1st, 2014 hasn't registered their assault rifle or large capacity magazine, that they would be declared a felon. Now, as a result, a lot of people tried to do it after the fact. Well, it puts them in double jeopardy. If they admit they've got them, they immediately turn into a felon. And if they turn into a felon, you know, I believe this was intentional to put people into double jeopardy. So now we've got the situation where the head trooper, and I don't have his name, this letter was signed by Lieutenant Eric Cook, Commanding Officer, Special Licensing and Firearms Unit. What we've seen on YouTube, what we've seen in the headlines and the press, is such an out-and-out provocation of turning the police on the people and turning them into a paramilitary arm of, I would call, the hidden control mechanism. And we'll just call that HCM. And we all know who that is. Good night. It's the banking establishment. It's the plundering politicians. But let's just put it into that. We are now facing a full court press to take away the guns. Now, I want to put this into perspective, and interrupt me, Dave, at any point, because I have a tendency, I want to get, you know, 20 hours.
Yeah, you're on a roll, Stephen. I'm going to let you go with it.
Okay. We're now seeing people who are having encounters with, it doesn't matter what the foreign troops are, whether they're Russian, whether they're German, whether they're with the Royal Marines from this country or that country, everyone is here. And for the past 20 years, Al Cuppet, Mr. C, myself and others have been warning, they're here, they're here, they're here. Well, we were crazy. A gentleman who was a federal agent and the head of a federal department over pretty much the western United States was the first one to give me, almost two decades ago, the red list, the blue list, and the green list. The red list were gun owners. They were people that would be done away with. Now, I want to make this clear to everybody. Now, Dave, if I can't make this clear in this point, I got to shut up and go, because they're not coming to take the guns away. They're coming to blow the gun owners away. And before anybody dismisses me, I was warning the veterans 4 years ago that they would face systematic cutoff of benefits, that they would face execution, they'd face death squads, and I'm talking about U.S. veterans. And don't let yourself be swayed by the mainstream that these are all despondent vets suffering from PTSD, taking their own lives. That's horse manure, okay? There is a systematic, and I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to shows of mine I did 4 or 5 years ago, but I was pleading for the vets to stand up. I was pleading for people to speak up. And now we've got reports coming in from all over the country. Now, why must the vets be taken out? Well, first and foremost, they're trained. They know modern warfare. And Vietnam vets, they're probably some of the best trained in jungle warfare and guerrilla warfare and counter-guerrilla warfare tactics. Same thing with Green Berets, special operations. And when you've got the cold-blooded murder, now I'm going to get angry, okay? When you've got the cold-blooded murder of Navy SEALs on the Maersk, and it takes a SEAL to kill a SEAL, or it takes somebody that knew where they were, somebody gave those guys up, just like somebody gave up SEAL Team 6. And so when you've got the absolute assassination of political figures, Andrew Breitbart, don't kid yourself, he was assassinated. When you've got Tom Clancy, he was assassinated. When you've got all of the different news media who gets too close to the truth, they end up having an accident. But back to the blue list. Here's what we got to deal with, Dave. The blue list are police officers who will be enlisted for the first 30 to 60 days of gun confiscation. And my friend who gave his life, named Gary, that's the first name, I'll give everybody his first name, basically said, Steve, when they're done with those guys, they murder them too. And so what has happened is when this administration came to power, there was a request to the Soviet Union, Russia, let's call it Russia, for troops to come over to help to disarm American citizens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not 300 million guns in the hands of a bunch of hunters in Michigan or Wisconsin or Montana. These are crack troops that already know everything about every gun owner. And isn't it fascinating, Dave? Those records were never supposed to be turned over to Connecticut, yet guess what? Connecticut got them from, you know, the licensing agency in the federal government. So
exactly.
Why is this critical? It's critical because of this. 100,000 people, that's their estimate, so those aren't my numbers, have not registered high-capacity magazines, okay? So let me put this into really nonsensical sense. You're telling me that a polymer or a steel magazine that can hold 10, 20, 30 rounds is putting you in the same class as a kidnapper, a murderer, a burglar, an armed robber? Yet that's what's happening. So an entire class of people, i.e. gun owners, is being vilified. The entire focus of the Connecticut law enforcement community now is on gun owners, okay? And I think the guy bragged, the round-faced guy with the glasses was bragging about they had, 2,200 officers that were ready to enforce the law? Well, this is a direct provocation, as I was told it would happen, by my friend Gary, who lost his life for giving the information of the red, the blue, and the green list. There is no yellow list. It's red, blue, and green. The green list are the people that will be ultimately put into the camps and reeducated. But for the gun owners and for the patriots, listen, there is no, you go to, somebody said, well, when I get out of the camp, so I get to go back to my stuff? Absolutely not.
It won't be there. The Russians have been promised that they can loot this stuff.
Yep, everybody's going to be looted, okay? Yep. And the thing is, and this is something that most women, I am an outspoken antagonist to social media. Even before all the news was breaking, even before the total information awareness, if the women on Facebook and some of these, I don't even know them all, but MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, some of the social networking sites where they post their photographs and tell every intimate detail, you guys have all been cataloged. You've all been cataloged. And that's probably one of the toughest things for people to understand. But to the victors go the spoils. And there's a whole lot of Chinese who are counting on their spoil because, again, China doesn't have enough women babies because obviously they've practiced infanticide for all these years. So that's one of the things that motivates it. Now, people think that's really extreme. You are human capital. Everything that we have, everything we own is priced, including the hairs on your head, the organs in your chest cavity, every single thing that we had as a nation, every single blessing that the Lord God of heaven bestowed upon us is absolutely being taken away from us. And the health care, it's eugenics. You know, Dave, can I be blunt? If I walk into a field and it's filled with cows and it's grass, but there's a bunch of brown and black clumps, and I just watch the cows, getting rid of their lunch, I probably know that I can be pretty assured that that meadow is filled with meadow muffins or cow manure. Yet how is it that the American people will take it over and over and over, by the way, I have an answer for this, that the same lies just repackaged under a new administration, and the congressmen and senators can basically hold hearings until they set the world record or the Guinness Book of World Record for hearing, but they're not listening, okay? A hearing is to listen, yet we have punishment. We have the most, selective enforcement of laws in this land, and now they're going after the gun owners hook, line, and sinker. And they have to take the guns away. And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a statement. If they take the guns away, they blow you away. And
exactly.
That's it.
Steve, we got to hold it right there. When we come back, I'm going to relate to you what's going on in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. New revelations for the listening audience. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. As we're closing in on hour number 3, the excitement is building about what's coming. And our special guest is Steve Quayle, and his website is stevequayle.com. And I would encourage you to visit that website daily. It's filled with the latest and best information around. Steve, I want to relate to you something I've been reporting on a lot, but there's been a new development in the last 2 days. And even up to date, after we came on the air through an email I've received, I have a contact who's on the record in Gatlinburg, Dr. Susan Hellman. And she lives off of a golf course, I believe the 18th green. And the golf course has been bought out. There have been reported helicopters coming in. She has observed this. The golf course is not reopened. They fired all the people working there. People have been there over 20 years. There's a large Russian contingent that many people in the town have written me about. And now I'm getting information that the Russian faces are changing. It's a town of only 3,500 people, exclusive of tourists, and they estimate anywhere between 50 and 100 Russians are there. They're aloof. They're outside the community. They speak perfect English. They're males. They don't have families. They're either Spetsnaz, probably, KGB. Now there are reports coming out of Gatlinburg that the Russian mafia is there. And my answer is, well, that's the Russian KGB. And with the rotation of forces, out of there. The face is changing, as the Gatlinburg people are telling me. I got to believe this is a staging area for Russian commandos who are going to attack our infrastructure. I ran this by John Moore right before we came on the air, ex-Green Beret, who's trained in exactly the same skill sets, and he concurs. Steve, do you know anything about what's going on with regard to this?
Well, yeah, across the country, let's just call it. I mean, you buy an old golf course or kick everybody off, you know, I mean, it's a perfect not only staging area, but it's also an LZ, a landing zone, and you've got the rotation is moving men in and moving men out. I'll tell you this, that, I mean, Hawk was breaking the news of all of the different troops coming in to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and then being dispersed throughout the country. But here's the thing. I don't think people understand gray terror. Jeff Nyquist wrote about it years ago, and all of the great Russian defectors, Suvorov and Lunev and all of the guys that told us how it was going to be playing out, Bezmenov, and my Russian's not that good. I actually don't speak it at all, but even pronouncing their names, I'd like to be close. But the point that I'm trying to get across is that we're already occupied. Now, someone had to let that happen. And I'll take everybody back a number of years to Admiral Jeremy Borda. Do you remember who he was? He was a CNO, the Chief of Naval Operations. That's the head guy.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
He was murdered, okay? They claimed he shot himself, but he didn't shoot himself. It was a professional hit. The reason he didn't get to live was because he was throwing a fit over using U.S. military transports and ship to bring in all of our, quote, occupational forces. Now, this should make everybody upset. And, Dave, I want people to understand that I believe that they must really, really develop a personal relationship with Jesus, because, and this is critical, because he's the one that told us all this stuff that's going to happen in Luke 21, Matthew 24, and people say, I don't want to hear about that Jesus stuff. Well, you better hear about it, because I'm here to tell you, and the only reason I'm here to tell you this is because this is my calling in the Lord, and after doing it for 23 years, and being, less than well received, especially by quote, professing Christians, who, by the way, I think are still believing that somehow by sitting in an easy chair, watching the world go by, and singing hallelujah, that they're going to get out of here unscathed. And look, we're talking about a plan to murder in cold blood in excess of 100 million Americans, okay?
Really? That many?
100 million Americans. And
Steve, let me interrupt you for a second. In what form are these terminations going to take place?
Well, forgive me, but they're already taking place. But in full-scale war, look, biologically they're going to take place. The grid going down, you know, and then this is what we've seen some, remember the length of time it took to get the truth out about the power station that was taken out with all the gunshots?
Yes.
Great terror means before a Cold War turns hot, that acts of sabotage. Now, I'm not convinced that we're not seeing full-scale great terror right now, and you can Google that and look it up. But the point is the term was brought to the American press attention with all of the defectors that defected. And we're talking high-ranking defectors. You know, I think Vasily Matrokin was the head of the KGB archivist. And I'm going back now 10, 15 years. But the point that I'm trying to make to everyone, it's all in play. So when I hear the good old boys, and listen, I'm a Montana guy. I'm a hunter guy. I don't hunt anymore. I used to be, but I'm a shooter. I like recreational shooting, target shooting, and there's a lot of people in Montana that like that. But you're not, and I'm not able to deal with trained assassination teams that come into a neighborhood. Let me tell you what they've done. When all of us were complaining years ago about the GPSing of our homes, but the only homes that were getting GPS were gun owners, you remember that whole brouhaha,
yes,
Dave?
Yeah, we reported on it here.
Yeah, I was physically in my front yard when it happened. By the way, I have since sold that house, okay? Because it made me so mad, and, I'm trying to not unduly alarm people. But look, in my neighborhood, the only people, and I lived in Obama Acres, thank God I got out of there, literally. And I was there before a lot of people who moved in, but it seems like anybody who moved in from the West Coast drove a Subaru and had an Obama sticker on it, you know? And so, you know, noticing the political proclivities of the front yards by just the cars that were parked, none of those people were getting their homes GPS. Just myself and my neighbor, who is a hunter, and one other guy in our neighborhood. So let's just say this. Take any block in America, and imagine that in every block in America, they know who has firearms and who doesn't. So simply, they GPS. They don't care if whatever A team, B team, C team speaks English. All they got to do is follow the yellow brick road. They just follow their GPS. And you said something earlier. Do you think it really dawns on people that they're coming to take their stuff away? If they blow you away, your stuff has no value, does it? At least to you anymore.
No, you're absolutely right.
So the thing is that all these reports, and they're coming from all over. I'll tell you, a couple of brothers, guys who are really vets who really love the Lord Jesus, were in the woods. I think it was in Alabama. And one of them spoke perfect Russian, and there was a joint operation going on between Russian and U.S. military. When the U.S. military walked away to get some stuff from the trucks, the guy was in the brush, and he was a Vietnam vet, so he knew how to, you know, use camouflage and concealment, heard the Russians say, if these fools only knew that once we're done with the gun owners, we're taking them out. That's the critical point. You see, this is what I'm trying to spend my breath and my time on the air to tell the U.S. military what's planned. And the other night, Dave, when the whole situation with the Crimea and Ukraine started to unfold, at the time it unfolded, I felt really deep in my spirit that the Lord said their plan of battle has changed, meaning now that if we go to war with Russia, can you imagine this? We bring the Russians in. I want to ask you this because you're an analyst. We bring the Russians in to put down civil unrest and take the guns away. Yet at the same time, we have factions in our government making that possible in the first place, but also provoking Russia to act. Now, why would they do that? You know what the grand plan is.
Yeah, it's about abrogating our defenses. They've been done in Alaska. They've been done on our southern underbelly. They've been done on a vacant military bases across the country where these troops exist. We even see Russians being housed in the barracks that used to house our soldiers that are over in Afghanistan. They're everywhere, folks. And I have the eyewitness email reports. Like, Steve, one of these days, we're going to go on our top of the hour break here in just a second, but one of these days, I need to publish all the emails and redact the names of eyewitness accounts. They're in the hundreds. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We're going to go into our top of the hour break. And when we come back in hour number 3, we'll put some closure on this and get into exogenesis.